Have you seen book vending machines in airports? They're showing up in schools and even some subway stations, too. In Oakland, California, you can now find one curating Afrofuturist literature. Ariana Prail of KQED tracked it down and has our report.
Ah, the sound of buying a book. Indeed, that's a customer picking up a copy of musician and actor Janelle Monáe's Afrofuturist story collection, The Memory Librarian, from a book vending machine at Oaklandia Cafe and Bakery.
The goal of the Sister Sci-Fi book vending machine is to make the discovery of Afrofuturism and Indigenous Futurism books as easy as buying a candy bar.
That's Isis Asari. She created Sister Sci-Fi, an online bookstore with a vision to double the number of Black and Indigenous speculative fiction writers on the New York Times bestsellers list. Asari first had the idea for her sci-fi vending machine in 2019 and began rolling them out this year. Two are in Washington State. The machines have around a dozen books for sale, from paperbacks to graphic novels.
So there's stuff for children, young readers, young adults, and adults. Primarily, the focus is Black speculative fiction and Indigenous speculative fiction written mostly by women.
This genre, also known as Afrofuturist literature, is made up of stories imagining alternate worlds where Black and brown characters are driving the narrative. L.D. Lewis has written about Black speculative fiction and says the genre has been around for a long time, but the publishing industry has largely overlooked it, outside of big names like Octavia Butler and N.K. Jemisin.
I love that people know more than just a couple of names now. We've been around for a while, but it's, you know, now people are engaging with the work less in that academic sense and more to just kind of enjoy it.
Lewis co-founded Faya Magazine of Black Speculative Fiction. She says over the past several years, short fiction publications in this genre have gone up slightly, making up nearly 7% of the output in 2021.
Not massive numbers, definitely an improvement.
The publishing industry's slow progress is part of the reason why the creator of the Sister Sci-Fi book vending machine approached Latora Monk, owner of Oaklandia Cafe and Bakery. Monk says her own 3-year-old son affirmed the impact it can have.
He looked over and saw that machine, and he ran to it, and he said, "Mama, I want a book from here." And I knew immediately that this was the right space for it, because I think of my own experiences as a child when it came to literature and seeing myself and not having that readily available at my fingertips.
One of the books now at hand is To Boldly Go, a children's picture book about Star Trek actress Nichelle Nichols and her impact on the civil rights movement. Angela Dalton is the author. She says she's honored to be included.
Because especially as we're facing book bannings and gatekeeping of Black voices and Black stories, it's so important to have that presence. And so these vending machines are a way to do that, to get our stories out there, to get our Blackness out there, and to keep us present in the community.
And Isis Asari, who created the Sister Sci-Fi book vending machine, wants to keep expanding. She says her goal is to place 10 of these machines across the country by June. For Here and Now, I'm Ariana Prail.